higher utility prices could come from usage rather than the price of fuel. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily. On this Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, I'll have that, plus a Cherokee High Court ruling favors the tribe's freedmen, and the state superintendent joins teachers in getting the COVID-19 vaccine. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
KOSU Business Circle memberships are ideal for small businesses looking to support public radio and get a little bit of airtime. To learn how your business can become a member, email development@kosu.org.
State officials are keeping an eye on possible increases in utility bills. The price for oil and natural gas skyrocketed for companies delivering electricity and heat to Oklahoma homes. Secretary of Energy and Environment Kenneth Wagner says those higher costs won't be passed down to the majority of Oklahomans. But it doesn't mean consumers won't have to pay a price for keeping their homes warm during the freezing winter.
We will see increases in bills as a result of 2 to 3 times the amount of usage.
Wagner says some of the higher costs of providing energy will be passed down to customers over time, but not in the form of drastically higher bills. However, he isn't sure how Oklahomans whose electricity isn't provided by state-regulated utilities such as OG&E and ONG will be affected. Meanwhile, the state attorney general is looking into whether natural gas suppliers broke any gouging laws or market manipulation during the state's emergency declaration. The Cherokee Nation Supreme Court strikes the term "by blood" from its constitution and laws. KOSU's Allison Herrera reports the historic ruling effectively ends a decades-long debate over citizenship status in the largest tribe in the country.
Citizenship in the Cherokee Nation is not based on blood, but still, language in the tribe's laws, constitution, and policies was central to an ongoing cultural and legal debate over whether the descendants of Cherokee freedmen, those formerly enslaved by the tribe, were considered tribal members. Monday's ruling upholds the 1866 treaty the tribal nation signed with the federal government, affirming their right to citizenship. Cherokee Nation Attorney General Sarah Hill welcomed Monday's unanimous opinion by the court.
The nation itself made promises as well, and those promises were made directly to the Cherokee freedmen and their descendants, and the nation has an obligation to honor that.
The decision was in response to the 2017 federal case, Cherokee Nation versus Nash, which determined freedmen citizens enjoy full rights like any other Cherokee citizen. I'm Allison Herrera.
22 more deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to more than 4,200. The health department also reports nearly 500 new positive tests for the virus, as there are more than 15,000 active cases in the state. Last week's winter weather shut down many testing sites, but case and death counts have also recently seen a downward trend. Over the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 800 new infections and 23 deaths per day. Teachers across the state are getting their first vaccines against the coronavirus. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports the occasion has been long awaited by Oklahoma educators.
State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister was elated for the occasion.
It is truly a thrill to be able to know that so many of our teachers are going to be vaccinated beginning this week.
Hoffmeister was with a handful of teachers receiving the vaccine at a Megapod event in Norman, where 3,500 vaccines were set aside for pre-K through 12 school personnel Monday. The goal is to get all of the roughly 89,000 teachers and school support staff who want a vaccine a shot by spring break. Teachers have been clamoring for vaccines as the state has reopened schools and were moved up on the priority list in December. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
A former OU football player wins Senate confirmation to the State Board of Education. The Tulsa World reports businessman D. Trent Smith is going to replace Kurt Bullenbach, who was ousted by Governor Stitt back in December. The vote was 38-9, with all Democrats voting no. Leaders of the minority party say they oppose Smith because they believe his support for school choice will undermine the public school system. And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, Gilcrease Museum in Tulsa hosts a panel discussion regarding missing and murdered Indigenous women on Saturday, March 13th at 2 p.m. Oklahoma ranks as one of the top 10 states with the highest number of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S., And the discussion will include experts, artists, and policymakers about the current issues. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.